Hello and welcome back to another episode of the HRER podcast, where we delve into the world of HR emergencies and scandals. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to HRER on your favourite podcast platform.
Get ready for scandalous stories, lessons learned, and a generous dose of advice for HR professionals for navigating the HR landscape.
Our goal here is not just to entertain, but also to help you learn from the topics we touch on in order to save your business from its own emergency.
People can't be trusted to be sensible once they've consumed alcohol. This you involve festivals that involve children.
Public karaoke at the Christmas event.
Was the karaoke planned?
You know my thoughts about lustful Christmas songs.
Do I? If it's a gift and someone's going to drink it at home, potentially.
Yeah.
Also, homebrew can kill people.
Let's assume this is an experienced homebrewer, shall we? Bring a mistletoe into the office.
Absolutely not.
He told me off for something last year. I forgot what it was.
At the Christmas party?
Yeah. I said something and he was like, you went on your train.
We played shuffleboard. What could I have told you off for?
I said something.
Just before we start, protect your business from the risk of tribunal, reduce legal costs, and save yourself from HR headaches with our Hero software and employment law consultancy services.
So we have a bit of a different format today.
We have ping pong paddles.
We are, if you're not watching on YouTube or another platform, other platforms are available. Ollie and I have ping pong bats, paddles.
Paddles. Yeah, paddles. Yeah. We're calling paddles.
And today's is Christmas themed.
It is.
We are going to talk about do's and don'ts in a work capacity over the Christmas period.
We are.
And if it is something that we are happy as a do and is low risk, we're going to show the black side of the paddle.
Are.
Because they didn't have green and red, disappointingly.
No.
If it's a no-go, red side of the paddle.
Red, that means stop.
But for those who are just listening on podcast channels,
We'll articulate.
Do or don't.
Yeah. It'll become apparent, won't it? It was your idea.
This was my idea.
It was your
idea.
For creative influencer, you know?
There you go.
I didn't bring it up, but I saw a video on YouTube a few weeks ago where they did it with a balloon. Like, you just held it. If you thought one thing, you raised it up. I do as well.
I feel like this is a bit like 90s game show.
Yeah.
I quite like.
Yeah, I do as well.
I like the format. So that's what we're going with. So Christmas, do's and don'ts.
We've got a list of things, haven't we? I'm going to say it, and then we're going to go 3, 2, 1, bang.
Which one,
Whether we'll discuss it.
Yeah, whether we think it's a do or a don't and why. Okay.
Should we start off?
So we're going to reveal at the same time.
Yes. Should we start off steady? Like, not controversial.
I don't want to go over excited.
Oh, that is okay. Part of it.
Actually, so should we talk about why we have Christmas do's and don'ts in the first place?
Go on, then.
Because people can't be trusted to be sensible once they've consumed alcohol. Like festivals that involve children, like Christmas. The world goes crackers when you've got an excuse to go, oh, but it's Christmas. Oh, well, I'd had 17 beers and I didn't know what I was doing. So invariably, Christmas is a very high-risk period for HR. And it's one of my pet hates year after year after year when we do the whole, let's do a blog or let's do a video about why we need to be careful about sexual harassment at Christmas parties and tell everyone to behave. So we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about just generally do's and don'ts around the Christmas period.
That's what people need to hear, apparently. I feel like the drinking thing's only a problem in the UK, though, to be honest.
Our culture's
built for it.
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, I have talked to international friends about this because I'd asked people to give me some examples of things that have gone wrong, and a couple of them live in Europe.
Oh.
And yeah, drinking still. It's not just us.
Oh, we're bad, though, aren't we?
Yeah, I did. I mean, again, this is a bit of a tangent. I went on that crew exchange, didn't I, when I went to the Netherlands.
Mm.
And so out with a group of Europeans, and I'm the only Brit. And we've been for dinner and walking down the street and you see there's three or four lads and they're all a bit leery. And I'm like, oh, they're British, aren't they? And they just are. You can just spot Brits abroad anywhere. You can.
Off, yeah.
It's just, they're just.
You can hear them.
One, you can hear them. Two, their just behaviour is dreadful. Anyway, there we go.
We are bad.
I digress.
let's start. Let's start on a nice, easy one. Exchanging homemade baked goods.
I'm going to go with do.
I'm going to go with do as well.
This is a do.
As long as all allergens are accounted for, of course.
Oh, so you're like a maybe then.
What?
Because what if
that.
Your disability isn't well known to everybody?
Oh, wait.
I mean, we all know about your gluten allergy. Don't we know about it?
Speaking to all the allergies out there.
What don't I know about your gluten allergy? So there is the risk of marginalising people, I suppose. Mm. But actually, is that, are we getting overly offended if we think that we've got to account for every dietary taste? Is it acceptable just to have as a nice thought, I brought in some Christmas cake that I have made? If you are able to eat it, please help yourself. If not, then sucks to be you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But the main thing is, like, always put a little bit of writing underneath the cake to explain what's in it and stuff, you know?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's like I'm being picky there, though. I feel picky saying that.
No, I think that's fair that you disclose what's in it. And, I mean, we managed to do a very inclusive banana bake. My goodness.
Banana bread bake off.
We can tell we've done two of these today. Banana bake off.
Yes, we
did.
No,
banana bread.
Bake off.
My goodness, why banana is this so bread difficult? Bake off. Banana bread bake off.
There we go.
And we did it all gluten-free to account for you.
And it was all nice, weren't it? Oh, it was quite nice.
They were all a bit rubbish.
They're all... No.
You have to use that awful flour.
I thought my dad saw him, and he was like... I mean, you obviously like yours the best because you just leathered yours with icing, didn't you? But yours was the best because it was like leathered with ice. It was nice as well.
It's because the middle sank and it became like a brick and I had to fill the middle with something so it with made icing. It look like...
It was great. It tasted nice. Yeah. He was like, what did he say? He was like, oh, what's the one that had something on it?
Flowers. I had edible flowers from my garden on it as well. So it had the heartfelt touch.
God, we had no chance, did we?
Despite the fact that Fritz told me I wasn't allowed to win. He's like, you can't be the MD and enter a competition at work and expect people to vote for you. He's like, it's not acceptable. He's like, you have to lose.
To be fair, only one person voted. It was Michelle, wasn't it?
Yeah. Michelle and also, I'm very competitive. So I'll take the win. So that was a do, but just be mindful of people's sensitivities. And if you have a dietary requirement and somebody doesn't meet it, just take the thought as a nice thought and think, well, that's nice for other people.
Absolutely. Let's a bit more of a challenging one. I'm thinking of Don Little when I say this. Public karaoke at the Christmas event.
Was the karaoke planned? Or has said employee, before I answer this, or has said employee turned it into... Oh, it's Dawn. She's turned it into... Don't. if it was planned, then it's a do. Because I'd say, hopefully, it's a professional company.
I'm going to say...
Songs will all be appropriate. Mm-hmm. It's not just somebody taking over a DJ mic and reading lyrics off their phone. If it's unplanned, impromptu, and someone's turned it into a karaoke event, I'm going to go, don't.
What, after like too many bevs and you end up in a pub type thing? And
Or not even that, but if they've turned the Christmas party into a karaoke event and it wasn't planned.
Okay.
Because we're ruining a pre-planned Christmas event that other people could be enjoying.
Okay.
By turning it into... And look, okay, there are some people who are very good at karaoke.
Stop it, I've heard you.
There are lots and lots and lots of people that are not as good as they think they are. And when you're trying to have like a nice festive discussion with somebody and there's someone screeching down a microphone or singing something perhaps that's a bit inappropriate whilst throwing in a bit of what they think is Dirty Dancing.
Oh God, no, yeah.
No, it's just cringe. No. So I'm going to go unplanned karaoke, no. Pre-planned, properly organised fun. Yes.
God, you're so organised. So organised. I'm gonna throw a spanner in works here. What if the employee, said employee, might be called Dawn Little, might not be, has gone round all the employees at the function with a checklist against and for karaoke?
No, if it hasn't been organised in advance, no, I'm taking it off the table.
All right.
No.
I'll finish that one there. I was going to go again, like, what if it was the day before? What if Dawn was like the day before? I was like, I would.
If you two are secretly planning on turning our Christmas party into a karaoke event, I'm not coming. So.
Excellent. I enjoyed that one. Let's go. Yeah, I'm going to go a bit more controversial here. Playing risque or inappropriate Christmas songs loud in the office or at the Christmas party.
In the office? No.
That's yes.
No.
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 Red.
I'm telling you, the black is confusing. Isn't For me, it? That's like a no, that's negative. No. Risque no. songs is a no in the office or even at the Christmas party. Why do you think it would be different at the Christmas party? Why is the standard of behaviour allowed to drop? Just because we're at the Christmas party.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like you're more out of control of the music choice at a works Christmas party, perhaps, because it's maybe we might be at Electric Shuffleboard, you know what I mean? Where we can't say, can you turn that off, please, pal?
I think if it's background music and you're not really listening to it, whereas a full-blown kind of disco with risque or inappropriate songs, probably not. And because what, you know, the standard of behaviour at the Christmas party should be consistent with the standard of behaviour we have in the office. We don't have two standards of behaviour. This is why we end up with sexual harassment claims and bullying claims and like all kinds of complaints after Christmas parties, is because there is this weird kind of chain of thought where people think, well, it's the Christmas party, I can behave a little bit badly.
It's a bit like non-uniform day at school for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, but standard of behaviour remains the same. So
Yeah.
You know, and if someone's like, oh, that's really boring. Well, it's your work Christmas party. Save it for when you go out with your mates.
Yeah, true. You told me off for something last year. I can't remember.
I think
what it was.
I might cancel the Christmas party. I'm starting to feel like you do.
You told me off for something last year. I forgot what it was.
At the Christmas party?
Yeah. I said something and you was like, you went on your train.
We played shuffleboard. How
we did.
What could I have told you off for?
I said something. And you was like, you need to do your training. I said something. And I was like, I can remember I said, it's all right, we're not at work. And you were like, yes, we are. It's
yes,
still work.
We are.
I was like, oh. you weren't like aggy about it. You laughed, to be fair. But yeah, I can't remember what I said. It was just stupid.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's one of them. I clearly hadn't done the training.
Okay. What's your view on that one then?
Well, you know,
risque music.
You know my thoughts about lustful Christmas songs.
Do I?
I mentioned the Sabrina Carpenter one earlier in the week, didn't I? If anyone's heard the new Sabrina Carpenter's Christmas song, it's muck. Turn it off.
It's muck,
is
it?
It's disgusting, yeah. Christmas isn't about
something. You sound
like
my Lancashire grandmother.
Muck.
Yeah.
She probably has the same thoughts.
Yeah, probably.
It's not like, I don't know, Christmas isn't about stuff like that. It's about like...
good, clean fun.
Yeah, quality treating your family.
And behaving yourself at work.
Yes. Doctor Who special.
Yeah.
Cook dinner. Yeah. Quality straight.
Yeah, but I do. I have two standards of behaviour. I have my work Christmas party standard behaviour and then out with my mates standard of behaviour.
You did. I shouldn't be talking about your bottomless brunch escapade, should I? We're singing in the pub, but we're here now. Do you know what I mean?
3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday.
Playing pool on your own.
No, with someone else who was at the marginally more drunk than I was.
Oh,
but yes, you're not going to catch me. Like, for example, I won't drink alcohol at the Christmas party.
No, it was like, I think it's the first I've heard of you having a drink.
Ever.
Since
in
work.
The, what,
since
how many
working,
years you've worked with me,
Two. Two and a bit.
Yeah.
This is the fourth one. We're making some headway here. Oh, this is an easy one. Light desk decorations that don't obstruct work.
Yes. Do. We can do Christmas decorations on the desk. So as long as it's not obstructing our work area, as long as it's not causing a fire hazard. So,
tinsel might, though. Tinsel's a bit funny one, isn't it?
Tinsel's fine. I mean, I object to tinsel. I think it's tacky. I object to tinsel generally. However, you know, if you're going to have flashing Christmas lights that plug in, not to sound all like office managery about it, but has it been electric tested?
It's valid, though.
You know, the stickers and things like that. So,
it's valid.
Or things that are very flammable. You know, lots of Christmas tat, let's face it, is very flammable.
Oh, God, yeah.
So as long as we're not presenting some sort of health risk in the office, it's not obstructing either the area that you work or where somebody else works. So, you know, say, for example, you're someone who shares a desk with somebody else and you put a Christmas tree on your desk that is so tall that it, you know, casts the person next to you in a shadow all day. I'm going to tell you to move the Christmas tree. If it's a bit of light decoration, it makes it all a bit festive and pretty, then that's fine.
Okay.
What's your view? Are you a desk decorator?
No. I nearly swore then. I'm glad
you did.
And
of all the things, right, to swear about desk decoration.
Christmas decorations, can't stand it. No, I don't really get it. I've had people do it around me, and I was like, why are you doing that? Like, I don't even put a Christmas tree up at home. I do live on my own, but I've never done it.
That makes me really sad, Ollie.
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered?
I'm sorry, I'm just not bothered, no.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I like the day. I like the simple things, like getting up, not even opening presents, just like the meal, family.
Just getting up, just being able to get out of bed.
Just waking up every morning is a blessing.
I think we've taken like what's a really fun kind of jolly podcast and it's just become very sad.
Very depressing, yeah, quite solemn, yeah. I like the day, like the meal.
I feel bad now. I feel like our Christmas party needs to be a bit more fun for you. It sounds it's going to be the highlight of your Christmas.
No, it can be. I like pedestrian, walking pace,
right.
Shuffleboard, a few hours. Last year were perfect for me.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of food, were nice, weren't it?
Yeah. Did you beat Michael at shuffleboard?
I beat everyone at shuffleboard. I'll never forget it. I beat him. There was another thing as well that we played, I think. There's three games that I've beat Michael Mitchell at in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'll never forget that.
I know, but he'll tell you, well, you might have beaten Mitch shuffleboard, but I'm winning at life, mate.
That's exactly
you can,
what
you can imagine
say.
That's exactly that's what exactly he'd say. What so I think we should tag him in this episode, actually. I think so, when we're done.
I was saying Dawn earlier, like sometimes the back and forth was biblical between me and Mr. Mitchell anyway. Let's
try
move
not
on.
To sound like you're missing him too much.
I don't miss him, I miss the back and forth. I miss the challenge of him, you know.
So yeah, that's my takeaway from this. Oliver, not very Christmassy.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I feel very sad.
Don't. It doesn't affect me. I don't like my birthday either.
Maybe we can have like a bit of a public service thing and someone can go around and decorate a tree for him.
Well, like in honour of me?
No, at your house. Oh, just put one up before, not in honour of you.
Like I'm absent. Let's go for a little middle of the ground one, shall we? Work WhatsApp group becoming more active late at night after the party. I'm going to say nah.
Don't. Sorry, I've done it again. Way round. Why can my brain not process that the black one is yes and the red one is no? This is a no.
It's a no for me personally.
It's a no. My view on the work WhatsApps should be, and we don't have work WhatsApp.
We don't.
Which is a good thing. Work WhatsApp should be limited really to working hours, working discussion only, and for things like if it's going to come after hours. Sorry, guys, I'm not going to be in tomorrow because of. If that is an appropriate way that your business notifies absence.
Yeah.
It's not a channel for chit-chat.
No.
If it's a work...
Weird.
If it's a work group. Weird. If you want to have chit-chat with your workmates, make another group. Mm-hmm. Outside of one that's been set up by a manager.
It's quite contextual, isn't it? I think. I wouldn't message you like after hours.
No. Not really. Unless you're going to tell me either you're not feeling very well or there's something wrong or... Like, I know I do it where I'll send an email or a Teams, but I'll always preface it with... Not till tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's something that I'm just trying to brain dump before I forget, but I'm not expecting anyone to read it till the next day. Mm-hmm. So, and the idea being when you preface it, it comes up on the subject, so you go, I don't need to open that for tomorrow, whatever.
Good to go.
But yeah, no, outside of hours. And also there's that kind of slow descent into as soon as someone starts being really social on a work WhatsApp, it starts to be seen as acceptable. And then it's who stops the descent? The first person that who's had a beer and puts something on there. It can very, very quickly...
descend into madness.
Yeah, out of control. Yeah, and I know that sounds very HR.
No, I don't think it does.
But just, I think if you've got that absolute solid separation, which is it's for work things only, during working hours, unless there are these exceptions, no, we don't want late night chit chat on the work WhatsApp.
No.
And for some people as well, when they see that it's the work chat that comes up and it's outside of hours, they think it could be work related. You might make people feel a bit anxious, like they can't switch off from work or that they feel excluded from the chat or they don't get the joke or... whatever, just no, I don't like it.
I thought it was going to be on something because I thought you put yes and I put no and we'd be like, ooh.
But no. Well, I did, but I didn't mean that because my brain can't follow basic instructions today for some reason.
No, so I agree, like it should be separate. We've got teams, aren't we, for a reason, do you know what I mean? You can message people. I've only messaged you if I'm sick.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not on my computer. That's it.
Yeah.
Apart from that, no. It's just...
And if you're me, I message your mum.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to use our own system.
You rang her, didn't you?
I texted her thinking it was you because I looked in what I now realise was the next of kin section.
Yeah.
I didn't have your number because I don't need to have WhatsApp. We use appropriate work channels.
Yeah. Crazy.
But I needed to speak to you. So I messaged what I thought was your number and your mum sent me a very lovely message back.
Is it all right to wish a colleague's parent happy Merry Christmas through WhatsApp? On that note. That's not on the list.
You know what? I'm gonna say yes, but please don't be offended, Ollie's mum, when I don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably not.
I think
do
that's
it,
okay. I think if you have a dialogue with a colleague's parent, you may wish them an appropriate festive period.
God, that's so legalese.
Yeah.
So what did you say earlier about the biscuits? Almost as bad as that.
Substantial plastic tray.
Oh, that had me spinning that day.
That was on a different pod, so that's not going to make any sense to someone who hasn't listened to these in order.
That had me spinning. Giving risque or offensive secret Santa gifts, in brackets, sex toys, political items, anything discriminatory.
I'm sure you can guess what colour my paddle is. Absolutely not. We don't give risque presents. Even if you have a social relationship outside of work and you know they're going to find it funny and you know it's safe to do so, we still don't do it because it's a work environment.
Out of work, fine. to a colleague out of work, if you're
pals.
But
not as part of the Secret Santa thing.
Okay.
If it's a separate gift outside of work, fine, do whatever you want, provided that you are exchanging gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, if your creepy manager who's decided that you're going to give a female employee like a creepy, inappropriate present outside of work, no, that's not okay. Whereas if you're two kind of mates who socialize together regularly outside of work and within your circle of friends outside of work, you're exchanging gifts, fine. Mm-hmm. Within work, absolutely never give inappropriate gifts. And even if you think your work buddy is going to find it funny, if someone else sees them open it and it's inappropriate and it is, for example, in your list there, a sex toy, somebody else could potentially bring a sexual harassment claim, because remember, we don't need to be the victim of it. We can be a witness to something that's inappropriate and potentially find it offensive.
Yeah, if I saw a sex toy in the workplace, I'd be quite uncomfortable.
Very. I mean, talking about the menopause makes you uncomfortable. So, you know, it's, I'm not surprised. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Let's do another controversial one, because they're the more fun ones, aren't they? Starting office room is based on party behaviour.
No.
You had to check again.
I did have to check again.
Red is no.
Red is no. No, we don't start rumours about people at work. Whether it's Christmas or not.
Okay.
Whether it's off the back of a party or you think, oh, did you hear this person might have done this? No.
What if it's so ridiculously unbelievable?
Like what?
Jim's getting a sex change.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Okay.
Potentially discriminatory. Yeah, it's linked to a protected characteristic. It's unwanted behaviour.
What if Jim finds it funny?
I don't care. Someone else might not.
But what if it's just me and Jim in the room?
Do you know what? You're going to do the anti-discrimination training and the sexual harassment training, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's going to help you in this situation. Plan. But no, generally, if someone's gossiping or spreading rumours after the work Christmas party, invariably it's going to relate to some sort of inappropriate behaviour. Inappropriate doesn't necessarily have to mean sexual, but it often means someone's had too much to drink and done something stupid.
Mm.
If we spread rumours about things, one, if we've said something that's not true, and we're spreading a rumour, so we've either misheard something, misread a situation, or we've heard it from someone else, but we're the responsible party for spreading that rumour, that is going to open such a can of worms. You could potentially, and I have dismissed somebody for this, for spreading rumours that were untrue, where the person could the person knew that they were untrue, the person knew it was a lie. It can be very damaging for people at work. It could be very damaging for the business reputation if someone were to talk about it outside of work. So spreading rumours, absolutely not. If you've seen someone do something and it was really stupid, I know human nature is that you want to go and be like, oh, did you see Derek from accounts tried to grope Caroline from HR, whatever. Just, you know, if it's that bad, report it.
Yeah.
If you feel able to talk about it at work and it's something that's really controversial, report it.
That is what part of the sexual harassment training says. Yeah, I've done
rather
that
than gossiping about it. Yeah.
I've done that one.
The intervention.
If you see someone.
Yeah.
You go speak.
I wrote this thing. How do I not know what it's called?
You did.
Bystander. Bystander training.
Yeah. The person who witnesses it. What do? They go. You have to report it, don't you? Straight away. Yeah.
I mean, I do realise that people are going to be like, oh, I don't want to go to a Christmas party with Alyssa. You get reported to senior management. You can't sing to risque Christmas songs or turn it into a big karaoke party. But no, it's a work event.
It's not meant to be like...
It's not meant to be fun. It's work ticking a box so they can say, we gave our staff a Christmas party and they don't look like massive Scrooges.
Just put the tinsel around your neck and shut up.
Exactly. Nobody wants to really be here.
Enjoy it. Smile.
Just get it over for 1 year and we can all get back to work in the new year.
Oh, God alive. Let's finish on some controversial ones. This is like, we've kind of touched on a little bit about this before, but... Bringing in like homemade like alcohol, mulled wine, Irish cream. If it's like a little bit to sample, and you don't drink it in the office, like if people take it home, what would you say to that?
Right, we'll paddle at the same time. Ready?
3, 2, 1. Oh,
I said no. You said yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
So why did you say yes?
If they're going to take it home, surely it's fine. Like if someone's just, it's very similar to bringing in a baked good. It's just got alcohol in it.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
I'm going to take that thought.
Go on.
Bringing alcohol into work. Regardless of time of year.
Yeah.
Bringing alcohol into work.
Is that a gift to someone?
If it's a gift and someone's going to drink it at home, potentially.
Yeah.
Also, homebrew can kill people.
Let's assume this is an experienced homebrew, shall we?
That's not what we said in the scenario.
It's not, though.
Homebrew can make people very, very ill. I'm sure I've been told horrific stories about people going blind because they've drunk like 85% proof or something that's got eggs in it because it's Christmas. Ugh. Speaking of which, I had a gin cocktail on my most recent holiday that had like an egg froth on the top of it, and I was violently ill. One, we don't want to be bringing alcohol into work because someone's going to try it in the workplace.
Well, if I just try
a
little bit.
Generally, there will be a policy that says you don't consume alcohol at work.
Okay.
Do we? And if we're sending it home with people and someone were to fall very ill.
Yeah. Are we liable?
It's going to cause a headache. Not just for the person who's drunk it. This is for HR. HR don't want hassle at Christmas.
No.
And when you've got someone who comes in and goes, I had a raging stomach issue for 3 days after I drank Janice's, you know, homebrew eggnog, whatever.
Yeah. I like that one. Eggnog.
You know, and they say, right, I was giving it at work. I'm now really ill. It's just hassle, Ollie. Like, I don't want hassle. It's a no. Even if, right, I can't pinpoint a specific legal claim, I'm still going to say it's hassle.
Alcohol in the workplace. Are snowballs, are they eggnog?
I don't know.
You're a snowball.
I don't really
drink
cocktails. I like wine, don't I?
Do you know what's, they're like milk, like little bottles. It's called snowballs.
I put milk in my tea. Other beverages that have milk in them. I don't really drink milkshakes.
If alcohol's generally really bad for you, isn't it? But like
And I'm going to give you another lifeboaty reference here because I think milk cocktails and things like that are really, really weird. I've also found that lots of European countries think we're very strange because we put milk in our tea. And I know. You pulled the face that I did the first time I realised this happened. So when I went on the lifeboat crew exchange, we all made a hot drink, I think, on the first day. And I asked for tea. And they gave me like a clear, you know, like a latte glass, the clear ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like making my tea and then I'd ask for some milk. So I'm pouring the milk in and I realise the whole room's looking at me. And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm making a cup of tea. And I'm like, why are you putting milk in it?
What, do they just do tea bag? That's it?
Yeah.
What? Tea, it's not very nice anyway.
And now I have a European friend who's like, do you still drink that weird milk tea? I know.
It's how it is.
Yeah, that is how you drink tea.
That's how tea's meant.
And we're British. We're like the kings and queens of tea, okay? So if we say we put milk in it, that's how the rest of the world
exactly,
drink it.
Exactly that.
It's
put milk
in
your tea.
Other than that, milk doesn't go in anything other than coffee. I don't like to mix it in with
it's generally a bad stomach do for most people.
Yeah, though, Bailey's. I do have a family member that drinks Bailey's and milk.
Bailey's got milk cream in it anyway.
No, it adds milk to the Bailey's.
And are they okay afterwards? Just used to it, yeah.
That's a tipple for him. It's Bailey's and milk.
Just casual.
Yeah.
I can't think about it worse. I can't. It's minging as it is. My dad used to love it when I was younger. But yeah, it's never. You get like Bailey's chocolate as well, can't you? Minging. Just eat some dairy milk.
Oh, no. See, when I go skiing, Bailey's and hot chocolate is like.
Is it? Is it a thing?
Oh, that is a drink.
Do you unlock that at a certain stage in life? Because I'm yet to get there.
10 o'clock on a French ski slope in the morning.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Let's go one more. Okay. One more like, quite controversial one. Office pranks, like wrapping someone's desk in tinsel or paper.
You know what I'm going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, fun.
No.
Okay.
One person's prank is another person's bullying.
Okay.
Now I do sound like a teacher.
You do, yeah.
Because, let's be honest, other than between mates who are on a similar level of emotional maturity, who find each other very funny.
Yes.
They often find that the funniest reaction is from someone who has quite an extreme reaction. So it's often provoking somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
Either to get upset or to be like horrified or whatever. Mm-hmm. So invariably you're going to have someone who's a bit of a weaker character who has to then try and put on a brave face and find it funny, but actually feels that they've been picked on. And some pranks do go too far.
They do.
And remember, it's the workplace. We're not out with our friends.
It can be fun.
So what would you say is an acceptable prank?
Whoopee cushion.
Whoopee cushion.
If I had a whoopee cushion, Michael Mitchell, you'd have found it hilarious.
Are you seven?
You'd have laughed. You'd have laughed.
Would I?
You'd have laughed, yeah. Half eight in the morning, if I had a whoopee cushion and not said a thing.
And what do you think? He would have just sat. He would have acted like nothing had happened.
He'd have just looked
at you across his computer and then gone straight back to what he was doing.
Yeah, he would. He'd have done the whole like quivery smile thing with it that he used to do when he didn't want to laugh, but he knew it was funny.
I mean, I miss the sexist drink that you put on the other day. Clearly, I don't pay enough attention to the chit chat on LinkedIn.
Sexist drink? Oh, the flirt thing.
Yeah.
Monster Energy bought out a female only energy.
Yeah, because you asked me if my water was female today, and I was like, I have no idea what you are talking
without
about.
Without context, that's a crazy question, isn't it?
Yeah.
You looked at me like,
what are you talking about? It's my water I've refilled in the gym.
Like, what gin?
Wow.
Imagine that. You can't do that at the Christmas party.
No, you can't drink gin at the Christmas party.
Can't drink gin.
So, no, even I wouldn't even really say there's an acceptable threshold for pranks. Pranks are a no.
Unless,
I did have a client that has like a prank day.
But
there's kind of lots of guidance around it as to what's acceptable. So you can't destroy someone's property. You can't cause irreversible damage to company property.
Okay.
You can't do anything that's discriminatory, sexist, whatever. And if someone has opted out, you leave them be.
Okay.
So it's controlled, organized fun.
That sounds good.
With appropriate rules in place.
The policy I could get behind.
Another policy that we probably don't need in the handbook.
Naughty words, pranks. Any more silly ones?
Plant karaoke. Dawn's devastated. No
office
karaoke.
Plant maintenance policy.
Yeah.
Just to finish off, I'm going to do a quick fire round just to cover just a few, maybe four or five more. I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, because you keep getting them wrong, Ollie.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this. I'm going to let Alyssa do it. First one, participating in charity Christmas drives.
Yes. Christmas drives are okay. So this is where we're raising money because it's Christmas for good causes.
Of course.
That is absolutely fine.
Why would that not be okay? Listening to non-explicit Sabrina Carpenter festive playlists at low volume.
Yes.
Fine
Christmas
with that.
Music at work is fine. Though, if you're working in my office, not before December.
Absolutely not.
It's too early.
I'm with you on that. Bringing mistletoe into the office.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hit you with two safe ones.
Actually, can I have another paddle so I can go two no's?
Two no's.
That is a two no's. That is a no.
That's a double no. That's a double no.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Do. So one more, shall we? Desk-friendly festive mugs. What's a desk-unfriendly mug?
Desk-unfriendly mug. Desk-friendly festive mugs are a yes.
Absolutely.
So desk-friendly basically means that it's not explicit, there's nothing dodgy on there. There's like no nudie pictures or naughty pictures. You know, I don't know, what did Dawn have the
other
day?
Dawn's got a little gingerbread man.
Yeah, a little gingerbread man. Totally.
Is it gingerbread man?
Do you know what I thought it was though at first glance?
Your mug.
On Teams? I thought it was the poo emoji.
Yeah, to be fair.
You know,
similar
that's
to poo.
What
yeah,
I
yeah,
thought
yeah.
it was. But no, it wasn't. And then I was like, that's why I was like, what is that? And you were like, it's a gingerbread.
It's
like,
a gingerbread, okay. Isn't it? Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like one off Shrek. Not the gumdrop buns. Yeah, we've all seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. We've covered like maybe 10 things there.
Yeah,
that was so much fun.
I think between that, there's some good guidance around what's in and what's out for Christmas. And the kind of parting thought is good, organised, safe, clean, non-discriminatory fun that is appropriate for the workplace and is a standard of behaviour for either during or not during Christmas is acceptable. We don't use Christmas as a reason to be inappropriate, immature or discriminatory.
There she is.
There we go. One breath, I said
there
all of that.
She is. That was excellent. That counts.
Why wouldn't anyone want to work for us? I mean, how much fun is our Christmas party going to be? Particularly given everyone was so impressed with Shuffleboard last year.
It was enough. It was more than enough.
Yeah.
I hope we do something similar like this again, you know.
Yeah.
Like similar.
We'll keep the paddles.
We will.
We'll think of another concept to be able to use it.
We've got a ping pong table in the office as well, haven't we? So,
we do. There you go.
Like it's not like bad timing, but yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Until next time, we're your hosts signing off from HRER. Take care of your HR and may your workplace be disaster-free. Before we go, a big thank you to you for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. If you have your own ER stories or suggestions for future episodes, reach out to us at Heroes or on social media or even hrer@heroes.co.uk. As we navigate the maze of workplace blunders, remember that no organisation is perfect. But by sharing these stories, we can all work towards creating healthier, happier and more productive workplaces.